Hi, welcome back to the Impactful Legacy Podcast. I'm so excited. I have Olivia with me today. Her and I go way back. And when we talk about kindness, we talk about way back. So she finally booked a call to have the podcast show going. So let's get at it. So Olivia, please introduce yourself and tell us what brings us together today.
Well, we definitely come under this common umbrella of the word kindness. And as you're saying, I'm trying to think way back. I think we're going back 20 some odd years, which is really awesome. Olivia McIver, not sure what to actually say at this point, other than my background is in the organizational side of things. I'm a HR professional with 34 years in HR management.
Wow.
As well as I'm an educator, secondary educator as well, and have a love for organizational behavior and people in organizations and how we're going to take care of them, those folks at the front line and all the way up.
Yeah, because there's such a big discrepancy. Oh, it's the HR people that are causing the problem. And then you have the employees saying, I don't get looked after. And there's that clashing going on rather than stopping and saying, hey, what role am I playing a part in this? Am I helping to solve it or am I not? So,
Yeah. And I think that HR does get a very bad rap. I actually teach post-secondary HR management. And, you know, one of the things I always say is that we walk this very fine line between the folks on the front line and looking after them and then the leaders above. And it's walking that fine line of integrity with a people first approach. My attitude's always been, I've had a tagline for 25 years, probably close to that. And that is, how do you put the human back into human resources?
Right.
Because I think we've lost our way. And that's what a lot of my writing is about. How do we get our way back to that humanizing of the workplace?
Right. And what would you say that, could you tell the audience a little bit how you kind of got started in doing what you're doing? I know you've been doing it for a long time, but how did you get started in it?
Well, that's a really interesting story. It goes back probably to the very early stages of my HR career, where I was a young emerging HR professional. I had come out of years of being in learning and development and went back to school, got my education in HR, and wanted to, and I had all these philosophies and ideas around people management. And so I had this interesting experience where I took all these philosophies, went out. I was in charge of 65 store locations. I really believe that you should be where the rubber hits the road. You're out there with people, you're having conversations, you're being proactive. And I have a very people-centric approach. So I go back in a year later for my performance evaluation, and I'm sitting in the office with the director, and she leans back in her chair, and you know, and she says, you know, Olivia, I got to tell you something. She says, you are never going to be successful in human resources if you continue to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Wow.
And I was shocked. I was broken. I was convinced that I needed to be repaired. There was something wrong with me. So I spent an entire year trying to fix myself. I took courses. I became a victim service volunteer. I took some martial arts to learn stance and body language. And the entire time I stopped going out to the locations. I stayed in my office because that's what I was told to do. I put a distance up and I became very disenfranchised and very disillusioned with this career that I had chosen. So I was going to leave. And I was signed up for an HR conference actually in beautiful Victoria. I know you've been there. And we were at the Empress Hotel, and I was sitting around at lunchtime with all these senior HR professionals. And I kind of like blurted out, you know, I'm broken and I don't know how to fix myself. And this one senior executive pulled me aside and she says, let's just go out and walk around the grounds. And so we did. And I, it was amazing because she said to me, you know, people are going to try to make you something that you're not, mm-hmm. and you're going to fight that battle until the day you die.
Right.
You decide what differentiates you from your colleagues.
Right.
And she said, and I give you permission to mm-hmm. wear your heart on your sleeve.
Wow.
And that was all I needed.
Yeah.
And over the years, as I started, I went back, I had a renewed energy. I figured out what wearing my heart on my sleeve meant. And that eventually evolved right. into how do you create kinder workplaces
right.
where, you know, where it's okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't lose our humanness mm-hmm. on the drive to work. We don't park it in the parking lot and just bring our skills to the work. So that's actually how it all got started with yeah. a crisis of faith in myself and, and ended up, you know, 25 years later, here I am.
Yeah. It's just sort of like, yeah, I'm just going to be who I am and not change me because somebody didn't like me because mm-hmm. they felt that I was scaring them or I was too bold and beautiful. So I'm going to shrink so yeah. that they don't have to feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
So isn't that sad?
I'm so glad that your leadership team person came to you and said, hey, you can still be who you are. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about your projects now. You're working on a book now, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my new book just came out about 8 weeks ago, and it's called Disruptive Kindness. And okay. what it is, and you know this work,
yeah.
this work is evolving all the time. I mean, we right. don't just, it's not work that's static because people aren't static.
Mm-hmm.
And so over this course of this, you know, these years of being, working in this, and I started in pretty seriously in 1998, working on this when I was a director in banking
right.
and HR. And we wanted to look at something that was, how do we stop violence in the workplace internally and externally? But I put it through this lens of kindness, mm-hmm. kindness to oneself, colleagues, and community.
Right.
And so that work continued to evolve all these years. And it became The Business of Kindness, my first book. And then after all this time and many, many clients later, I thought, you know, it needs to be revised.
Right.
The original body of work had changed and mm-hmm. adapted. I learned so much from clients around what mm-hmm. worked and didn't. And so yeah. Over COVID, quite frankly, I had yeah. that space. I sat down and I brought that book right up to date to where it was. And it's kind of evolved to be about kindness, but through the lens of intentional leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That I think, you know, we live in a very unintentional world right now.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a chaotic world of post-pandemic and
mm-hmm.
civil unrest and divisive politics and global food insecurities, you name it.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to be intentional. And so mm-hmm. the work has evolved to how, and I think we're all leaders. So that we're not right. just talking about the top right. hierarchy. From the front line to the boardroom, we're leaders. So right. how do we be intentional about our character and building our character, which is really, my model is all based on 12 character traits of
right.
creating kinder okay. workplaces. So that's kind of where it's evolved to now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I really remember I was just digging up, you know, going through stuff, looking for something. And I found the book you gave me. It's that first book you gave me. I'm like, wow, I still love it. But yeah, there is so much learning in that and so many ways that people, if they just embrace, you know, one or two ideas you presented back then, it'd be amazing how much things would change. But I agree with you right now is that it's very chaotic in the workplace right now. And people are grasping at straws, like, what do I do? How do I do? Well, just try this. Oh, that's too simple. You know, so I really like how you're doing the disrupting storyline to your book. So can you tell us a little bit more about your book and about maybe some tips you would like to share with people what they can do?
Well, the whole idea of disruptive came out from working with disruptive leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, and you know this because you've yeah. been in organizations trying to bring kindness into organizations. And it's disruptive. And you think, well, goodness, this should be the last thing that's disruptive.
Right.
And yet It takes a courageous leader who says, I'm just going to throw all the cards up in the air and I'm going to disrupt our traditional way of how we do business.
Right.
And so it's really, the book opens actually with a case study of an amazing disruptive leader who we have been working with for a number of years, Elaine Chance out of Waterloo, Ontario, in long-term care. And you know, long-term care was tremendously hit during COVID. So we'd been working with Elaine for a couple of years, bringing in a licensed, it's called Kindness Speaks, a licensed program. Where, you know, just working with all different kindness principles with her folks and including, you know, residents so that in families. So Elaine decides she joins this organization, Fairview Parkwood Homes, and she wants kindness to be one of the pillars, one of the core values. And the board signs off on it. And off we go. And then we get a year into COVID. She says, and I have an employee. It's not an employee opinion survey. It's similar to that, but it's called the Kindness Literacy and Engagement Index. And so we're able to, about 4,000 people have gone through this. We got some great data, and it shows us that it was kind of the emotional temperature of your organization, what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we had taken it pre-starting all this.
Right.
And then a year into COVID, she says, I'd like to run it again. And I thought, ooh, I wouldn't recommend putting a survey out at this time of the, at this time in long-term care. But she said, no, I want to see if this stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
So we held our breath and we put people through the survey again.
Mm-hmm.
And every marker went up.
Wow.
Every single marker. So what it does is it shows you the 12 character traits.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one went up. Her kindness engagement factor went up in the midst of complete and utter chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is, one, it's a demonstration this stuff works.
Right.
And this is a leader who literally went to the wall to make sure that kindness was embedded into every and woven into every part of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's being disruptive.
Right.
And then it talks about other leaders in there that I've worked with who have done this. So that's where we get that title. Cause I think, you know, we just can't keep doing what we're doing. It's not working.
Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with one out of seven or eight employees are engaged in the work. We just can't keep doing the same old stuff.
Right.
So why not disrupt what you're doing and try a different kind of engagement strategy?
Right.
As part of that. I mean, think about it. We work about an average of 100,000 hours in our lifetime.
Right.
What do you want to do with it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're going to spend all that time, whether you're at home or in the office or wherever you are working, right? You want to be enjoyable and you want to be kind and you want to be, you know, fulfilling, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your story reminds me of a story that I went through, my experience I went through, but I'll share that another time. But yeah, I'm so glad that you wrote the book and brought it up to steam. Like, I'm going to get my hands on a copy and start reading it. That'd be really good. So what would you like people to do? Where can they get the book and how can we get started working with you?
You can jump onto Amazon. You're going to find it there. You can certainly reach out to kindness-speaks.com. You can pick it up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written. It's all of the wisdom and experience that I've gathered over all these couple of decades. And it's a how-to book from beginning to end.
Right.
And so, you know, you can just kind of go for it and give it a go.
Yeah.
And see where it takes a person. And all the questions for the survey are in there as well.
Okay.
So you could even take a personal snapshot of where you think you might be.
Yeah. Right. Awesome. Great. I'm so glad that you were able to share that story and share how you can help other people can just jump in and get the book and really start exploring it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need help, they can reach out to you, right? For guidance
Absolutely.
Consulting or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just want to chat, ask a question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Door's always open.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks very much, Olivia, for joining us today. I'm so excited. And I'll get out your message real quick.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So thanks for, that's all for today, folks. And of course, my line at the end of every show is always be kind to each other. That's all that counts. So kindness does matter. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.